big around in that stool right there.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, the plastic kind of.
No, it was made out of wood.
It'd be sitting on.
We didn't know what plastic was in those days.
It's sitting on a piece of wood. And you put it in your store and you had a cheese cutter and you just cut
the top on it. It was just a round box about that deep.
Yeah.
And my arms would go around one, I believe.
Oh, it.
And they had a big old knife with a big thick blade. And go ahead and buy cheese at this 66 and just come right on down.
Oh yeah, I've seen those.
We got cool oil, we had to be pumped out gallon at a time.
Yeah. Now sugar, how'd you sell that?
We just put sugar up anywhere, whatever anybody wanted.
I see.
Did it
come in the barrel? I don't know.
It wasn't packaged.
Sugar come in the sack. No, it wasn't packaged those days.
So it
come to you 100 pounds to a sack. And our sugar bin was lined with metal. It had a door on it. And we threw this up that whole 100 pounds of sugar down in that bin.
Mm-hmm.
And had a scoop. And we just scoop out the amount of sugar that a man wanted. If he wanted 1 pound, 5 pounds, or whatever he wanted, we'd scoop it out for him.
And stay under the weight.
And then wet. Let him have it.
Yeah.
And bananas came in a crate with straw around it. Oranges and apples came in crates.
Did you get fruit in here?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of fruit would you get?
Well, we had apples and oranges, all kind of fruit.
Grapes. Bananas?
Well, she was talking about, bananas would come in hampers. They would be about that tall. You know how long a bunch of bananas are?
No, sir.
Now we get them now. You see, the bananas you get at all these stores now, there's about 8 or 10 bananas to a little bunch.
Yeah.
But not back in those days, though.
They'd be
money as tall as I am. Just a great big stalk, just with hundreds of bananas on it. And they'd be set out, they'd be into a round hamper, about just about 18 inches or 2 feet maybe in diameter. And that hamper was made out of very thin, what we'd call plywood now. But they were in strips with a hook around them that hold them together.
Mm-hmm.
And straw packed in them. And sometimes you'd open up one, there'd be a tarantula in it. A big spot or something like that would run out of it.
Wow, they had to make you jump about 10 feet in the air.
But back in 1930, we had the Depression and no business. I had stuff in the store and we couldn't sell it. I had to have something to do, so I made a boat out of one of those banana crates. And it's a model boat. It's 4 feet long, got a stern. You ever see a Mississippi River boat with a stern wheel on it?
Yes, sir.
Well, this had a stern wheel on it. I put a battery in it for ballast, and
even had a Johnny on it.
And, yeah, I had a little toilet on it, had lights on it, and ballast was around the cabins and all, had the cabins and everything on it, smokestacks, pond house, all of that. I kept it in the store there in the show window for 30 years.
Wasn't Paramount one tried to buy it from?
Yeah, Paramount Pictures Company come by here and wanted to buy it from me.
No kidding?
They asked me to sell it to them. I wouldn't sell it to them. You know, you hear, no, Conway?
Yes, sir.
Well, Conway's daughter came through here 2 years ago. She came in the store. She's an attractive, pretty little girl.
Conway lived here.
Huh?
He lived on
down. He was born and raised here.
Well, I'll be.
And I always thought, I said, well, that boy hadn't got a chance in the world. He'll never amount to anything. I just figured he'd just be just trifling and no count. But he could sing, even when he was a kid.
Yeah.